Hang on.
Good night.
It's very good to see everyone this morning. See, my clicker works. All right, I have no idea what that says. You know, one cultural value I feel like we as Asian Americans or just Asians in general, we tend to value this idea of humility, right? Or at least the appearance of it, right? There's fake humility too, right? But when somebody is modest, when someone is able to serve in the church without maybe seeking recognition, right? When they are boastful or prideful, all of these traits, we look at it and we're like, yeah, those are admirable things. These are, when someone demonstrates these traits, it's like, yeah, that's, you know, that's a pretty good person. Now, when I was a kid, I was not a humble kid. I would go to Sunday school, and I was the most obnoxious kid in the Sunday school. Whenever we did Bible trivia, I would read the Bible a lot as a kid because, you know, I was very smart, very holy. I would always raise my hand and be like, ooh, ooh, I know the answer to that question. And whenever the teacher chose somebody else to answer the question and they got it wrong, I would just point my finger at them and laugh and be like, loser. I was not a humble child. And it got to the point where, you know, my teacher would have to, they'd talk to my parents about how bad of a child I was in Sunday school and say, hey, you know, you should really tell your teacher to not be so loud in Sunday school and to let other kids answer questions. You know, but humility is important because it allows us to consider others before ourselves. It allows us to be patient with one another. Humility not also fosters unity within the church to allow us to grow and be strengthened as a body of Christ. For example, having a know-it-all child who answers all the Sunday school questions and interrupts other kids, that does not foster unity. But having a kid who wants to be seen as the smartest kid and the most holiest kid and the most knowledgeable scripturally in Sunday school, like, that doesn't foster unity. But a child who allows others to answer questions, even if they're wrong, if a child who allows other people to answer questions, even if they know the answer, you know, a child who doesn't look to promote himself, but actually looks to help others grow in their knowledge of God and gets more people involved in the body of Christ, that child fosters unity and growth and fellowship in the body of Christ.